Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
The Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann, Nine, Paige, Fat Boy. The Rise Guys Morning Show. Rise Guys P1 family.
P1 means priority one.
P1s listen at least 1 hour each day and text us day and night at 72341.
P1s religiously spread the gospel of the saviors of morning radio wherever and whenever they can.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
The Rise Guys.
Hey, you.
Hello. Oh, hello.
Come go with us.
Come on now.
Do you remember the early name for the Black Crows?
No. Heckle and Jekyll?
Brothers Robinson? Some Robinson, right?
No, somebody pitched him at a label. They should be the Cobb County Crows. But he told him to spell it with K's.
Lord.
And then Chris Robinson's like, you got to be stupid.
You just turned into Casey Kane's initials.
Yep.
Little name of Kenneth.
Is it no, sir?
No way.
Absolutely, yeah. Yep. Absolutely. Casey Kenneth Kane. Yep.
Maybe that's part of why he left or got hurt, quote unquote.
I don't know.
Because he's still, you know, young enough to drive.
Now on him, he didn't name himself.
I was at a Braves game with, he hasn't told me, I can't say his name, with my buddy Kale. And we were watching, it was, some of my other previous friends, that. Like, hey, don't mention my name. I'm church going or whatever now. And
you pretend my life never happened.
We were watching the Pirates play, and we were in the outfield, cheap seats, and we were messing with Lloyd McClendon.
Oh, no, what?
We're going, liggity, liggity, Lloyd. To make him turn around, like, anytime there was a, like, you know, like he would turn around and not catch the ball or whatever, you know? And, but they were, so I believe Maddox was pitching. Maddox or Smoltz.
Mm-hmm.
And we were watching
not Tommy.
These groups, dudes, probably from Georgia University of Georgia, UGA. And they were holding up the K's. And
yeah, I know.
The third guy would never do it.
Yeah.
He stood there and he held it backwards. We just see the wide of the board. He's like, I am not going to be
you
on
gotta wait for
ESPN
the
memes or whatever.
You got to wait for another one before you do it.
You can't do you that.
You knew.
Liggity, liggity, Lloyd.
Yeah, hey, but you don't stop.
And that's where they should have done it like bowling and used X's instead.
Yeah. Yeah, why is it even a K for a strikeout?
I don't know. You could take any letter from the word strikeout and use
it. Yeah, because in bowling it's strike.
It's
yeah.
An X, yeah.
That's very strange.
I don't get it.
Walk should be W instead of base on balls.
Yeah. Why isn't a W instead of a BB?
What does bunt stand for? I'm going to look that up for real.
Then you got drag bunt.
Go ahead, Jim. I'm gonna look that up for real.
Man, I had an incident yesterday.
Uh-oh.
I knew it.
Well, good. Just go buy more underwear.
I'm running out. I was doing some rideshare driving yesterday. And
just don't mention which one.
Oh, I won't mention which one it was. I was doing some rideshare driving, though, and I got a call, or not a call, but a ride to go pick somebody up right by here. It's a restaurant that's like less than 500 yards from here as the crow flies.
Yeah.
As Rich Robinson flies.
Uh-huh.
was Good Friday.
Brooks Robinson.
We'll get Good Friday in there. But
Brooks and Dunn. I want to play Ring of Fire today for real. So, I picked this, I keep playing it by myself when anybody says a word.
I picked this lady up. She has a name that is from the cast of Gilligan's Island. Not Mrs. Howell, not Lovey, one of the other ones. Mm. Her name was the professor. But I picked her up at P.F. Chang's up the road. They had no part in this. That's just where I picked her up. And she's going to the Social Security office on Pelham Road, which is about a 12-minute ride away. Right now, it'll be about an hour and a half with traffic on 85.
Boy, no crap. Y'all just sit back and listen to the show.
Man, if I get stuck in traffic on my way to work, the rest of y'all are screwed. And I got stuck in traffic bad today.
Yeah.
But so I take her up there. But on the way, she's like, first thing she does is she gets in the car and she says, I'm going to the Social Security office. Can you get me there safely? And I said, well, we're about to find out. And then she's like, okay, good. I'm going to call my mommy now. I'm like, you look like you're about 28.
She said the word mommy?
Yeah, I'm going to call my mommy now. So she gets on the phone with her mom, and she's like, yeah, I'm in this Uber with James. And so I'm just like, you know, in case anything happens to me while I'm in this Uber. And I'm like, I'm sitting right here. I'm right in front of you.
James.
I'm in the front seat driving the car.
You know, I never remembered their names, even after they would say it. Like, she's really, like, in the moment.
No, she had severe, like, drug-induced paranoia and psychosis going on. It was, dude, it was bad ride. I dropped her off at Social Security office, and I'm like, man, there's like a 50-50 shot she gets arrested while she's here, but I guess it's a good place to take somebody.
I should really notate that on the account.
What, this person's insane?
Yeah.
Yeah, because this was the whole ride, like, she's talking to her parents, and her parents are just, I felt for her parents, because I know they're just freaking out on the other end of the phone, like, what's she on, what's wrong, what, something's wrong, something's bad. So she's talking to him about these people trying to steal her identity and steal her life and how they're going to steal her identity and then they're going to kill her. And then she'll come back and they'll use her like to make Facebooks and stuff, but she'll be dead. And they'll just be keeping a presence of her identity online, but she'll be dead because they're going to kill her. She said her card didn't work when she ate lunch because the girl she ate lunch with had a card blocker on her phone. Every insane, paranoid thing imaginable came out of this girl's mouth in 12 minutes. By the time we got there, my brain was fried, man. I'm shaky and stuff. Like, please get away from me. I felt terrible for her. I felt terrible for her parents. But, yeah, I'm not really in a position to do anything except feel bad for them and get the hell out of my car, please.
Was it in a, you know, you got to pick your terms, not loosely. What's the opposite of that? I don't want to say tightly because that ain't right either. Even that word you're trying to think of now, too. Was it like Rain Man-ish?
No, man, it was.
Schizo.
It was like that. Yeah, it was just like. Like genuine like psychosis. Mm. Like this one was having like some kind of psychosis.
Wasn't the wrestler,
not the luchador.
No, like him though.
Maybe that's her dialogue that runs through her mind when she's paranoid about people stealing her identity.
You know, psychosis. The wrestler's the only guy to work for literally every major promotion. He's worked for all of them since the 90s.
Oh wow!
Nobody else has done it. Only him.
Jay Eagle confirmed it.
Yeah, he did. He did. George South said it's true. He heard it.
He trained him.
Uh huh. He trained everybody, man.
He's George South of the border.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh. It's a
heel turn coming.
Get it to George. Somebody listen. I'll text Ricky Morton right now and tell him.
Tony Hunter, talk to George.
Yes.
I've seen George work without a ring before.
Got so many. Have you ever seen him work without a shirt cut in half, though?
Who else listens to us and does wrestling?
Chris Hamrick.
Mater Robinson. Chris Hamrick. Derek Vanderford. You know him, too.
His heel character is that he's, and it would be over as hell, George South of the border.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, dresses like Tito Santana.
And when he ain't got a booking, he's the mascot at the truck stop.
Oh, my God.
He can do it with Junior.
Yeah.
You have a father-son gimmick.
I had some big dork yesterday text me, or not text, DM.
Yeah.
Said, what if the guy, because you had mentioned the kid that I had bullied as a kid, when I was a kid.
Bucky.
Yeah. Said, what if you found out that because you bullied him so much that he went on to start all these huge truck stops that don't allow trucks?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, did you know the big thing yesterday?
What?
The big viral video?
No, what?
A truck wouldn't move. He protested.
Lenny Kravitz went to Bucky's.
Oh, yeah. I didn't see something about that.
I saw that in his leather screen pants. Cap.
And people were flipping out. Girls were all over him. He was all enjoying Bucky's, man. It was cool to see. Then right up under it was a local story about Bucky's. I'm like, oh, okay, I guess that's going to happen.
Yeah, well,
thanks, Lindsey Graham.
I went to the 76 station by the hospital. Had a great time, too. Nobody cares.
If they were getting a big one, maybe.
Boosties.
If Lindsey Graham secured some funding for it, they might.
Here's the question, and you may have already answered it because I was still looking up the origins of the word bunt.
I like gas station. You can buy bongs from Fat Boy.
Did did she leave you a good tip or a tip at all? Or
no, but the tip was just like getting out of the car and not like trying to say something happened on the ride, so I got to stop and send them like the recordings of it, and they got to review my account to put me back on.
Okay, really? That's what I've wondered.
Because I was worried about that with that one in the car. Once she got in and started talking, man, I was, oh God, no.
Do you have to run a front-facing camera?
Front-facing camera.
They used to just record audio. Now they record audio and video. So, yeah, it records the front-facing camera and audio recording as well. So that's good for everybody's safety. The only issue I had is one time somebody tried to get a free ride by telling them I didn't have no seatbelts in my car. They didn't say I wasn't wearing one. They said I didn't have any seatbelts in the car. So I had to take pictures of all my seatbelts buckled and then send them to rideshare company and let them look at them and then say, okay, you're good to go. You can drive again. But if some jerk says something like that, you're off the road for a couple hours about it.
Off the road again?
Yeah.
That's like, really tight. Anybody
can say any BS thing and you're off the road for a couple hours.
They'll deplatform you.
Yeah, they will. Until they rectify it. And if they don't feel like messing with it, you just can't drive no more.
Man.
That's insane.
You know how you're not going to get a tip? Somebody says, I'm going to tip you really good.
Dude, I'm going to tip you in the app. That's how everybody tips. What are you talking about?
You're
clearly not going to tip. You have no idea how tipping works on this app you use.
Have either one of you accidentally flatulated during a ride? And
not me.
No, but no. Yesterday, wow. I had a very, man, this lady was, I picked her up at a doctor's appointment, and this lady was dressed to the nines. I'm talking about Easter Sunday church clothes.
There's another word.
Ooh, I love that.
She was like head to toe, just probably 70s, just head to toe, perfect styled outfit, just immaculate outfit on. And I had the vent running, and we came across a stinky road smell. It came in the car. I went, oh, God, I hope she don't think I farted, because I didn't this time.
I had the drunk college girl said, I'm sorry I farted in your car.
You have video of that?
No, not video. I don't record on mine.
Oh, you don't?
But I don't do the night work anymore either.
I don't either. But you might get a crazy in your car, though, like I did yesterday.
Oh, I did. Short little dude. Say, hey, you come up here a couple times a week? Yeah, why you ask that? I said, I bring a bunch of people up here.
No.
Then I'm trying to start a conversation. I'm like, man, I'm trying to figure out what I want for lunch. He said, man, I want Wendy's. Would you get me Wendy's?
I said, no. What?
Absolutely not.
Not what you order.
Yeah. If I get just you and me a couple sandwiches, it's going to be over $15.
You
sit back there with your pills and be crazy for a little longer.
I also got to cuss out a cement truck driver. We cussed each other. It was mutual, so it was fine. It was fair. It was square. I mean, I cussed. He cussed. We had fun. Then we left. It was fine. But it was at a retirement home where that happened. The cement trucks were going. One was coming in, one was going out, and they stopped at the stop sign, and they started talking to each other. So I got the window down. I'm like, come on, I got blank to do. And they didn't like it.
He's going to pour cement into your car. Back it up. Fill it up.
Go ahead and buy it.
There's probably that old lady you cussed out in the parking lot that day. It's probably her son.
Didn't look
there
like
he
him.
Is again.
Wouldn't that be kind of freaky?
They did not look alike, man.
No. Yeah. Okay, let's see.
Different
every morning.
Redhead.
Is it random? Yes. Do you get the same people that try to repeat business with you? Because that would be scary if you got the same guy, creepy guy, every single day.
I've never had the same person twice.
Oh,
not yet.
God.
I heard what you said to my mom's.
And that wasn't my brother driving. That was her younger husband. I'm older than him.
You should have super mooned her. That's where you pull the cheeks open.
Mm-hmm. We're getting one of those soon, I believe. You got to wear the welder's mask to look at it.
Got to. Evidently, you missed school for it, too.
Put your hood on.
All right. Watch out, Jim. We're going to take a break. Alert you to go to facebook.com/RiseGuys, X, Instagram, and YouTube at The Rise Guys. If you're not following us, go ahead and do that, and you'll be able to see the live video of Facebook fussing.
For all things Rise Guys.
They make me laugh. I listen to them every morning on my way to work.
TheRiseGuys.com.
This is The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Get up!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
With Batman 9, Page, and Fat Boy.
E1's rule. The Rise Guys.
Now you can like or not. It really don't matter to me. It seems you're burning hot. You keep threatening to unfriend me. You've been Facebook fussing, throwing shade and dissing too. You've been Facebook fussing, mad emojis look like you.
Watch it. About to hear is real. These are real Facebook arguments, screenshot, and sent in by many of you, the P1s. Anonymously, of course, to theriseguys@aol.com. And as always, names have been changed to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
This is Facebook fussing. We are live video streaming. Again, facebook.com/riseguys. X, Instagram, YouTube, at The Rise Guys. Please, and I'm saying that for real, like, please, follow us on there.
Yeah, we would appreciate that very much. Yeah. And then you'd know when we're doing stuff like this, if you enjoy stuff like this. And if you're listening or watching, you enjoy it.
Okay. Drop an elbow on that like button. And
smart.
Lay down with a comment.
Mm-hmm.
Slide in with a comment. Okay.
Slide your DMs.
A question for the chats? Do you have anything in mind?
Man, I had one earlier. Now it's gone. Okay. Now it's gone. Dang it. It was good, too.
Gone, baby.
Yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh. If you think of one halfway, we can hit it then.
Ooh, what's the funniest movie you ever made? They can comment on that conversation from yesterday. Tell us what they think is the funniest movie you ever made.
You've been on Fox Carolina's Facebook, ain't you?
Yeah.
I comment on it every day.
Triple D. What's up, Zanny?
I love when the news stations blatantly go for the comments.
Yeah.
What's the perfect sandwich?
Yesterday it was what's your favorite Easter meal? So I said rabbit stew. Made the old man joke.
Fat
boy dropped peach emoji. I dropped rabbit stew.
Oh God! All right, here we go. We'll read the comments after scene one. Oh, let me get that back up.
Oh yeah, I got to do over there too.
Scene one. Mm-hmm. Playing the role of Suz, Sooz, is Matt Man. Pretty neat. Playing the role of Buggy will be Fat Boy. Nine's gonna leave him out in the middle of the parking lot. Playing the role of Jen Cornette is Nine.
It's an honor.
And playing the role of the narrator, as always, Paige. And action.
Dateline, Landrum, South Carolina. The following took place on a Sunday at 3:37 a.m., oddly enough.
Dear Lord, I know this is another trial that I'm going through, but please, Lord, I can't take no more.
What'd you get arrested for?
W the F?
Autocorrect. What did you get arrested for?
You are dumb, AF Buggy.
Sooz, you need to watch your mouth. Would you cuss like that in prayer? Well, you just did. You can't pray for what you want, and a dumb effer like Buggy comes in and you cuss him out. It ain't right.
Yes. Get her ass, Jen Cornette.
Oh, shut TF up, Buggy.
Right now. You pack calling the cattle black. You cussing now in the prayer.
Ain't my prayer. It's Sooz's prayer. I'm merely commenting.
Jen Cornette adds a gif of a little kid turning an imaginary crank on her fist, to reveal the middle finger.
That's the Robin Aria move.
Tags Buggy.
Y'all done yet?
No, you didn't say amen yet.
If the effing knew how to block you, Bugsy, why would?
It's Buggy, not Bugsy.
Sooz posts a face emoji with a bang bang, pointing the wrong way. Nevertheless, Jen Cornette liked the comment.
I'm sorry, but I gotta say this. You freaking lay out this cry for attention praying about a trail you're going through.
A trial, not a trail, you big dumb butthole. A trial, and not a court one, my God.
What? Guess what, sister? God ain't on Facebook, but he does answer an email.
What a lame-o turdberg you are, Buggy. She made like a trial of testing, and so's you shouldn't cuss like that to the Lord, but I message you, and you ain't replied. So I ask it here, WTF is wrong now.
You cussing again, and I ain't no turdberg. Apollo to you, Suze. What trial of bad luck are you going through?
Well, IDK, if I'm uncomfortable saying now since all this has happened.
Yeah, exactly. After all this crap with that word we can't say on the radio, and you are not going to say,
All right. So my daughter, and don't say her name, BC, she is protesting Facebook, and she asked I not even say her name, but I will not delete her pictures. She protests Facebook because they support the country starts with I.
ISIS?
Suze, ignore that ignoramus. What did your daughter do? She okay?
Ireland?
She said, oh, mama, I'm going to get my nose pierced. And, you know, I know this girl at the dentist's office has one. I thought it looked cute. But oh, no. Apparently my daughter likes to put it up her nose.
What? She's using cocaine drugs?
Oh, Iceland.
No, I'm not talking about cocaine drugs.
OMG, how could, like, two at once? I mean, she does have some big nostrils, eggplant emoji.
I got it. Iran, duh. The one shaped like a boot. Did it win?
End scene.
Man, that voice changed many times.
What, yours?
Yeah.
How's your throat feeling? How's that throat?
Mine went back and forth between like a drunk version of my mother, which I've never heard, and a little bit of Forrest Gump as a lady.
Mine turned into Julia Child towards the end. I don't know what happened.
Oh, boy.
Fable, you sounded like a Sling Blade.
Mm. Well, and then it almost went to the coach from Waterboy.
Yeah, what do you think about the coach?
With all them LOLs.
Oh, you're the guy with no tongue. That's him.
What is the question? What was what? Favorite funny movie of all time?
Yeah, best funniest movie ever made.
You know, the Blazing Saddles still winning yet again. I don't know if they heard that segment and they're just kowtowing to that or not.
They might be.
Was that the question? I thought it was Jared from Subway. Guilty or not?
King Nothing. This ain't a track. This is the freaking T-shirt of one of the. I can't stand up all the way. This is Razor Ramon. Goober.
What did he say? I didn't see it.
He said I'm wearing a traffic director shirt.
Oh, he's wearing Razor. What man?
Well, then you can come this way.
That Razor Ramon shirt is one of the best wrestling shirts ever made.
I love it. I love it. I don't want to say it was made by Fanatics, but it was. Mm-hmm. There's one for the Jerk. Or they could have been calling Fatboy one. Who knows? Mm-hmm. Scene two. Playing the role of Bradford will be Mattman. Playing the role of Michelle will be Paige. Playing the role of Polly will be Fatboy. And playing the role of Stratford will be Nine. And action.
Yeah, is anybody hiring? I'm looking to start immediately. You know, proven record in car sales, car stereo, you know, headliners, small engines, get some warehouse experience, you know, whatever you need pretty much.
What the hell happened? All I did was take 4 days off to go to the beach and all hell broke loose.
Man, my old man fired me this morning because I got a tattoo last weekend.
WTF? You already have tattoos. I got a tattoo. What really happened? Like, 12 people have their ink.
Go ahead. Tell them what you did. This kid's a damn genius. He's brilliant.
Man, shut up, Paulie, man. You never know when to lay off, man.
You know more about getting laid off than I do, kid.
OMG, that's so mean.
Hey, he wants to bust my chops. I gotta bust his balls.
All right, man, I say if he won't.
That's me.
All right, man, wrong forward. My bad, man. Take it, Dad.
I'll say it if you won't. My son came to work with the F-word tattooed under his left eye and you tattooed under his right eye.
I told you, kid's a genius.
Wait, so if I'm looking at him, it says you blank?
Doesn't make sense. I mean, you know, look, it doesn't make it so like I can't do my job, you understand?
Well, we sell cars for a living, you dip blank.
Yeah, I still sell cars as good as anyone we have, man. You know that.
Son, listen. no one with enough credit to buy a car from us is going to buy a car from a dumbass with the F-word tattooed on his face.
Says who, though?
Anybody with two brain cells to rub together. You blank. Hey, look at that. You lost your job, but you got a new nickname tattooed on your face.
Man, blank you, Paulus.
That's what it says when you look in the mirror, you blank.
I have never been so embarrassed by my own blood.
Man, Daddy, I can't believe you're going to let Paulie talk to me like this.
What do you want me to do, son? You don't work for me.
Well, what if I come buy a car? Can he talk to a customer like this?
I assure you, son, no one with you blank tattooed on his eyes has enough credit to buy one of our cars.
Man, that's messed up.
Thank you, you blank.
The end. Scene.
End scene.
That's probably true.
You know, I
base
will.
Base tattoos and credit.
That's a good metric, I'm sure.
Between Bradford and Stratford. Stratford. I'd highlighted the wrong name.
Oh, it's
that's
easy
why I was looking for the Ford in it. Yeah. It's like highlight my lines.
Yeah.
Stepped all over yours. So you visualize that. With the eye. Like you wink at somebody, you're winking, depending on which eye.
Yeah.
He's winking F at him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But then to actually say it to him, you got to close both the eyes, and you're probably going to get socked right in the box.
I thought it was under the eyes, like on the cheekbone area.
Oh, it's not on the eyelid.
The impression I got was it's like underneath.
Ooh.
It's not like Jeff Hardy.
Yeah, that would be really painful, right?
Like,
under
the people
eyes.
Get them right in this spot here. It'd be like those ones, but on the wrong side. So instead of blank you, it says you blank.
I love the way Stratford talks. It's really good.
Transatlantic accent. one of the two I do well.
His son didn't pick it up.
No, he did not.
Oh, look at you, Triple D, Allen.
Yeah.
Triple Domino D. D'Amato.
Tomato.
Bad trip. I'm telling you. I know neither one of you seen it. At a spot, because I tell you to watch it. It's good.
Was that Horatio Sands?
No, it was Andre.
Andrea Bocelli?
Kirilenko.
No, not 3,000 either.
Oh, damn it. I can't. The guy from Righteous Gemstones, season 2.
What's his name, man?
Eric Andre.
Eric Andre. Oh. The last name.
Finally.
It's fantastic. Also, Lil Del Rey in it.
Yeah.
Or however you say it.
Lil Rel? Lil Delroy.
That was not on purpose. Oh, on purpose.
Looks like Delroy Lindo, but he's 4 foot tall. Lil Delroy.
You bring it out of town, Randall Raines.
I'll tell you this.
Say hello, Lil Del Rey.
You would love the car wash scene if not any of the other stuff.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. I just saw this, too. What you just heard was real.
Yep.
Real Facebook arguments. Screenshot and sent in by you, the P1s.
You go ahead and do that. I just remember something.
Anonymously, of course, to the riseguys@aol.com. And as always, names change to protect the innocent, the guilty,
and the stupid.
What were you going to say for us, eh?
Happy 9th birthday, Zoe Sibilia.
Happy birthday. Oh, whoa.
Wow.
How old?
Nine.
Good
years old
Lord.
Happy 9th birthday. And happy 36th to Holly Gossett as well.
Hobby. That's y'all. I love Hobby Gossett.
Yeah. I got a message yesterday to say good morning. Say happy birthday to Zoe Sibilia. So I won't.
Wow. What's up, Daniel Gossett as well? Okay. Goodbye to everyone on the online and on the live stream. All right. Paige, what is up in the Plex?
Oh, you got to get sleep because I'm going to tell you how much older you're going to feel with two back-to-back nights of bad sleep next in your Rise Guys headlines.
Mm-hmm.
How many years older? It ages you. Find out how many next.
I missed it. I just realized my nipples are crazy hard on the thing, so that's why I'm sitting here. I'm not like...
So I've been watching the whole time.
I'm not the mom... God didn't make no junk. I'm just cold. I have diabetic breasts. Good morning, everybody.
This is the Rise Guys.
I love the Rise Guys. They're funnier than anyone else on the radio.
Yeah, the Rise Guys are great.
They're crazy.
You're listening to the Rise Guys Morning Show. This is the Rise Guys Morning Show with Matt Mann.
I think rules suck butt.
9.
Yes, I saw a ghost once.
Paige.
Same old thing all the time.
And Fatboy.
Get some action.
The Rise Guys. When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Paige in with you. And you need to get your sleep every night to be healthier and live longer. Because according to this scientific study, they found that two back-to-back nights of bad sleep can make us feel 4 years older than we really are. So they looked at sleep patterns of over 400 people and asked each person how they felt. how old they felt.
How are you doing?
And then they had a second group get 9 hours of sleep for two nights in a row, followed by just 4 hours of another two nights. And the average person felt 4.4 years older than their age after two back-to-back nights of bad sleep.
How about you sleep when you're dead? How about that?
That's what Cokeheads say.
Vince McMahon didn't like to sleep, and I guess it worked out for him for a little
bit.
Well, that's what I just said. This.
Listen to the aforementioned statement.
How do you feel? That's what
I heard it.
This is how do you feel every day? So if you're 40, two nights in a row could make you feel like you're 50. But the good news is that there's a way to feel 35 again. That's get yourself some sleep.
You know what makes you feel older, too, is being a piece of fat ass and walking up and down the stairs.
Salami.
And you're like, oh, everything pops. Squeaks, hurts.
You say,
man.
You say it like the dude on Facebook Fusted Out who hates his landlord. Yeah. It was always fat came first, but then his piece of fat with him.
No, that was on FOF.
That's what I meant, FOF. Okay. That's what I meant to say.
I was like, God, did we just do that? No, I was on the bit and didn't even know we did that.
I meant FOF. Okay, I just get our I'm old now to get confused with words.
It was an F word. Did you know which one? Thank God you didn't say the other one.
Oh.
Or the other one you say.
Yeah, flange.
So here's the good news. When people get enough sleep every night for a full month, they felt an average of 5 years younger than they really are. So sleep as much as you need to.
That explains a lot. I have a hell of a time sleeping. Hell yeah. I'm better this week, though. I slept 7 hours one night.
It's not getting asleep. It's staying asleep is my problem. Something always wakes me up.
Mm. Usually it's the insides of my body. One way or another.
Sounds like 10,000 Leagues Under the Sea.
Yeah. I just happen to be afflicted with this thing that, you know, some people wake up to go to the bathroom and then go back to sleep. I'm up for at least 2 hours.
Damn. Yeah. I just get a cath. Just be done with it.
Easier.
Let me make one for the other.
Oh, wow.
I'd get you a hose pop.
Can you imagine how?
Yeah, one of those they use to fill up the tanks at gas stations.
All right. Oh, God. My God, Jim.
No, what do you mean?
I said Jim. By the way.
Garden hose clearly wouldn't work.
It's not, 2 inch might work for
that
you.
It would not be comfortable.
Okay, well, let's talk about everyone's diameter of their rectum next.
No, I mean, it would have to be after.
I thought we'd just go on after I made that joke about the
all right, well, Waylon Jennings, he was being interviewed, and he says to a reporter, if you ask another question like that, we'll burn your home. So this goes back to 1991. The Highwaymen were touring abroad when they sat down for this interview. And let's say it didn't go as well as it was planned to go.
Definitely not Christofferson. He wouldn't do that.
All I can think of is Gemstones now, the way that house burned down.
Right. Orbison. You know. They say, though, he was a jerk.
I can see it.
I can't. Neither could he. Aha, I beat you.
Oh, no, you the jerk.
Great movie.
Good.
You didn't know Roy Orbison? I want to call him Rory.
Roy McElroy.
Roy McElroy. I know, that's a tough one. He's fine.
He was.
Yeah.
So let's go to the first question. The first question was asked, was, quote, why are you teaming up together? At least one critic, probably more, suggested it's because none of you can now fill the halls anymore on your own, and it takes four of you. So Kris Kristofferson first answers with, how kind of you to point that out.
See? He was the gentleman.
Before Johnny Cash jumped in and defended them, he said, that's not a true statement you made. And Johnny went on to say that all four of them could sell out shows on their own, and it takes a lot of work to get all their schedules lined up to make it work. And that's when Waylon chimed in. He came in with one of the most intense statements ever said in an interview. He said, quote, I tell you, one more point, too.
Can you do it as Waylon Page?
No.
Okay.
Nope. If you ask another question like that, we'll burn your home.
Then it would pause and say, well, it looks like these boys got themselves in another mess.
And they all shared a laugh together, and the reporter did not.
Roy Orbison was in fact not blind, by the way. I just looked to make sure he was not blind. I thought he was too. I just looked because was he really? But he was not blind.
Oh my God!
People always assumed that though. It's widespread still to this day that he was blind because of the glasses. But he can see.
I love Kris Kristofferson.
He's a regular Stevie Wonder.
Wow.
Is Stevie Wonder blind?
There's a lot of arguing about that.
There's a lot of arguing about that.
Because that one time he did grab that mic stand like he could see it falling. Yep.
Maybe it's like Daredevil, his other senses take over.
They're heightened. He could smell it falling.
My God, man. That is so crazy. That is so crazy. But, you know, like when you hear stuff as a kid or pre-internet or whatever, you just took it as it was. You never, when you got the internet, you say, let me really see if he was blind or, oh, man.
This hologram tour made a lot of money.
That's crazy.
This sold out here.
Oh, it did, really?
It did well, yeah.
Did he have special guest Tupac Shakur opening for him?
The other traveling Wilburys were not with him.
Oh. Were there highway women?
The high women are around now.
Highway women?
High women.
Highway women.
High women.
I only know Pistolanis. That's the only female supergroup I'm aware of.
The high women is Amanda Shires, Jason Isbell's soon-to-be ex-wife, and some other ones.
Huh.
Who else is in the high women? Some people you like, Matt, man. Some people we both like. I just can't remember who.
Well, that list is short.
Let's see. It's It's been Amanda Shires, Brandi Carlile, Maren Morris, Natalie Hemby.
Ooh.
I said country people.
Heaven is the place on earth.
You don't get much more country.
They should do Highway People. I guess that's the who does the song Pontoon.
Oh, the Little Big Town.
Yeah, they're Highway People.
There you go. All right, in Georgia, you best not steal a front loader because someone's going to get you. Like in this case, a man stole a front loader, and a guy in a second front loader stopped him. So this is how it went down. This guy was a few miles away from them, and so they gave the employee a police escort, and when he got there, he used the bucket on the second front loader to flip the guy that has the police chasing with was stealing one. So it landed on its side. No one got hurt. No property was damaged besides the other front loader, and a cop's chest cam got it all on video. So this guy, Eddie Sanchez, he was evaluated at the hospital.
Dirty.
And being booked in the Gwinnett County Jail for stealing.
You want the body cam audio?
The front loader, eluding the police and reckless driving.
Here's the officer's body cam audio.
Stop. 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 Hey, stop.
There's no way of stopping this vehicle. He's going to go out on the main road.
Control him. Grab your machine. What is it? One of those things? How fast is it?
They can get up probably about 30.
Wow. Okay,
grab that. Quick.
Keep him up. Hey, flip it. If you can flip it.
I had no idea they could go 30 miles an hour, though.
Yeah.
Don't seem like it.
Man, you ever seen the dudes when they play with the Bobcats, videos of that? On big construction projects where it's flat, they got room to really play with them. They have a great time, and they're quick and zippy as hell, too, man. They probably get fired if anybody knew, but they're having a great time.
OSHA would disapprove that.
It looks fun as hell. Them things are zippy.
God.
Were you making a TikTok on the job site?
30 mile per hour front loader.
A front end loader chase. Imagine that. High speed front end loader chase.
Kurt loader can't go that fast.
And then the dude goes up and uses the bucket to flip the stolen one. It's great. Amazing.
Remember that video that time of the guy who built a tank in his garage because he hated the city officials and drove through like downtown of that city in that tank just crushing all the police cars?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Oh, was it in Spartanburg?
No.
No.
They got their own tank.
They have their tank. They would have been tank fighting. Everybody was tank fighting.
Spartanburg.
What about the killdozer dude?
The killdozer. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the most exciting time at Spartanburg since they put a slip and slide down Main Street.
They had a minor league baseball team.
Killdozer dude was the other one. There's Killdozer dude, then there's Tank guy. They're two separate rampages. I think one of them was around San Diego and the other was in Colorado or something.
And the one who played Mr. T.
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
Thank you. And the big gorilla that beat down buildings
with
his gorilla friends and others.
He's coming back.
That game's awesome at Dave & Buster's. That's the only one. I mean, not the only one. That's one of me and Jimmy's primarily. I think it's the one we play that we're real good at, so we play it more and more.
Yeah.
It was really good.
Yeah, it's fun.
Beat the hell out of them buildings, man.
Uh-huh.
All right, thank you. We will take a break. I saw Fatboy on the phone a minute ago, so I believe that it is confirmed.
Look at that, a little early, too.
This, you know what? I'm changing my tone on what I thought about this now. This person is, they're a good person. Their life is in order.
He needs help.
They on time, even early.
Mm-hmm.
God, look at that.
What's a good way to say this without giving it away?
I mean, he's not happy with something his wife does in public. And it's something a lot of women do in public now.
It's part of the life cycle. I'm not talking about some kind of expensive exercise.
Well, it's not like some people bought during COVID, didn't
you? Yeah, life cycle is over here in the corner. You can have it if you can haul it away. I'm just going laying out here. His wife makes him very uncomfortable breastfeeding their child.
Yep.
In public.
Yeah.
And it turns into a battle of the sexes kind of thing
where
my body, you know, that whole thing. So we're going to talk to him next. And if you know this guy, he doesn't have anybody to talk to about it. So chill out. You should be a better friend. He'd feel more comfortable around you.
Don't you text him.
All right. We'll be doing that next. So, good morning, everybody.
The Rise Guys rock.
Text the Rise Guys at 72341.
72341.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.